Welcome all, welcome all. I'm your host, Cam, and I'm face-to-face with another very unique podcast host, Alita Hernandez of Rebooted, the podcast.
How are you today? Thank you for having me.
I cannot complain, I'm just basically soaring through the tidal wave of nonstop podcasts.
I know. Interviews and interviewed and back and forth.
Yep. Make time for this, make time for that.
Yep, exactly.
So you've been doing this podcast for a while. You've been very big on exploring politics, religion, true crime, just other social topics. But where did it all begin?
Yeah, it all began because I had a stroke 6.5 years ago and decided to take my life in seriously, that my life was worth living, and had to change my whole lifestyle. Had to change the way I think, how I eat, you know, sleep patterns, everything, basically. And that's how the podcast was born, just to give back to other people. So I go through my story of things that I've gone through, my journey of losing weight and, you know, just getting healthy and just trying to give people a little hand out there, you know, to realize that it's not that difficult, that you can do it, and there's support for you out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I right now I have it as Rebooted the Podcast. I'm trying to rebrand to Rebooted Mindset.
Rebooting the reboot.
Yeah, Rebooted Mindset, just because it sounds more, a little more attractive. People understand, okay, rebooted what? Rebooted the Podcast is like, what did I reboot, you know? And I called it Rebooted because I'm a techie. And when I had the stroke, I said, my brain got rebooted. So that was my joke. That was the joke that I
there
carried.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's enlightening because, and it's cool to know that there can be a radio talk show format in a podcast form you take anywhere with you. But yeah, when you're still looking at your show and then still seeing, hey, we're going to do this year, or this is the new formula from now on, that people love seeing growth. You know, it just reinforces why they're listening to it in the first place, I think.
Yeah, I hope they see it that way. I've gotten some good reviews from people that they like my podcast, that has been enlightening to them, that it's helped them in their life. They've learned things from there. And I learn every day from every guest that I have. You know, I have a numerologist. I have an author. I have a psychologist. I have all different. I have a teacher. So all different types of people that come on and talk about their journeys and what they've gone through. And you know, people have gone through suicide in their family or addiction or anything that involves our life, basically our daily lives. And how do they deal with these things that come up? And, you know, how do we deal with the triggers? And how, like we were just talking about sleeping, sleep patterns. Sleep was a big thing to me. I couldn't sleep for many years. I had a problem sleeping. I would have like insomnia, like in the middle of the night. And then I realized that one problem was the phone. You can't look at your cell phone like about half an hour before. You need to shut the phone down, not look at it, because that's stimulants for your brain, right?
So this is before we had the midnight settings that we have on our phones now, you know.
Right. So I purposely put it on my phone so it goes black and white, and I go, okay, it's time not to use it, and I put it away. So it's like I know when it's black and white, no more phone till the next day. Right. Yeah.
But I guess, if you had any advice, you already have plenty of advice on the show as it is, but if you had to break it down for those who want to start their talk show format, what are like the first three things they need to do before they want to see if any of this is worthy of their time and if they got the right mindset for it?
You got to find your niche. What's different from you than from somebody else out there? So, I mean, you can't look at 100,000. There's so many podcasts, right? I guess it's just being you. You just have to be real. I'm real. I just say it the way it is. I don't script anything. I just let the conversation flow. And I try to pick things that I know that I'm going to be interested in. And I think people will be interested in, you know, something that we can learn from and to make our life better. So it all depends on your topic, right? Yeah. Depends on what you're podcasting about. If you're doing movies or you're doing, I don't know, whatever. Say you're just only doing books. So you focus on like what kind of books you're going to, you know, review. Are they going to just be fiction or they're going to be factual? Like, you know, you have to bring it down to like the smallest thing so you can find your niche.
Absolutely. But that is cool to just kind of just assess, hey, this is the formula. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. And it just grows. I think you have to I let it go organic. Like I said, I don't script anything. So it's been growing organically. I try to be just natural me, just talking to people. Because you don't want to be fake. You don't want to be a fake person online either. They want to see you. They want to see who's a leader. So this is me. There's no fluff. That's just it. You know, I'm not faking it. I don't have a mask on to look different. I don't have filters, you know. So if you see me in the street, you're going to see me the same person.
There you go. Just see what is what you get.
Yep, exactly.
So. Altogether, with the various podcast formats and everything, what have you been impressed most with just seeing how everyone has grown as podcasters and how there's so many different ways to distribute, market everything, and initiate a discussion?
Yeah, there's a lot of podcast platforms that help you distribute your software, you know, your show in different areas like Apple and Google and Spotify and iHeart, all these different places. So you have to do your research. It takes time. I learned everything on my own, just doing research, reading, going on YouTube, looking for videos. There's a lot of people out there that try to help you out. And and look for your style. Like I don't have the mic. Like I have a regular mic, right? I have a Yeti mic, or I have my little clip on right now, but I don't like big mics. So a lot of people that like that format, you know, they have those big mics and the headset and all that. I don't like that. I like it more interview setting, you know, like if you're having an interview show, like a talk show on TV, that kind
of thing. It's a little too distracting. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, exactly. Fair enough. It's just always intriguing to me because like we still seem to encounter people who are of the mindset, oh, there's only one thing to do, this and that. And if you're not like me, you're not cool, you're not doing it right. And it's just like, well, way to play God, buddy.
Exactly. I don't think there's a wrong or right way. I think you just have to engage the people out there. I don't know who decided that you had to have this huge mic and these big old headphones and do that all the time. I think it's just the technology and everybody's showing that you have equipment. Well, you have to have equipment to do this. I don't need to know that I have four mics. I don't need to show all my umbrella lights that I have and all my cameras. Nobody wants to see all the backstage stuff.
Behind the curtain. Yeah.
Exactly. We'll do a behind the scenes video if you want.
There you go. For Patreons.
Yeah, exactly. So
no, that's cool. What topics have really just hit you hard in a good way where you're just like, man, that person opened up to me. We got to have them back on.
I had one author, also an educator. He wrote a book on how children learn. And his name was Cornelius Grove. And he was very good. He talked about how children grow in different settings. So he went back to like a town in Africa, for example, like a very, very cool, you know what I mean? Like how do these children are learning? How on some cultures, the children, since they're little, they start actually working with the family. Even if it's like they need water, he would go get water. And he was only 3 or 4 years old, or, you know, different ways that different cultures teach their children to learn. So it was really interesting, you know?
That's lovely.
And then also I had some other ones about mental health, which is, it's really scary out there what's going on in society. But since 2020 has gotten really bad since the pandemic, our teenagers right now, our middle school kids is really bad from middle school up. It is, these children out there have suicide plans. Like they have 1, 2, 3, like they have it orchestrated, everything. I don't understand that, but that's how our society now has come to a point that we really need to help our children. So that person really helped me understand a little bit more what's going on out there. And as parents, we need to be watching our children and talking.
You felt validated by him validating himself and you also just saying, hey, I feel you.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very difficult. You know, it's sad to think that these kids, 12 years old, like at 12, I didn't have that problem. I just want a new Barbie. What are you talking about?
Right. We didn't even have to think twice about what we were going to do.
No, nobody talked about that. Well, we didn't have phones either. We didn't have social media to constantly bombard you with information. So you have to pick and choose. You have to pick and choose what you want, right? To see on the phone.
Absolutely. And so, altogether, how do you format your interview questions?
I usually go through the guests. I find out a little bit about the guests. I'll find out if they wrote a book, find out what the book's about, or read some excerpts from the book, and then try to kind of deep dive in there, you know, and find out more about the person, you know, why you started what you're doing, you know, why did you start as a psychologist or write the book, and, you know, the reasons why. And then usually they'll deep dive and start talking about their personal life and why they got into it and their journey. And that's the best part about it. It's just people saying their own journeys. I went through this, or I had somebody, a family member that committed suicide, so that's why I got into it. Mm. Or I wrote this book because I went through this journey. I was drinking or whatever it is. And then they document stuff. So it's basically other people's journeys, you know? Just to see that we're all human and we all have the same feelings and we all go through the same things, just in different scenarios.
Absolutely. And have you ever had a moment where you're just like, hey, this person, they're really unique, but I'm struggling to find a connection with them?
Sometimes. Some people are...
Or they're not letting me speak and they're talking over me. So this is already kind of unintentionally rude. So I feel disconnected as a whole.
No, usually all my guests have been awesome. I can't really say that. Awesome. Yeah, some of them I go, why did I bring this person to the podcast? And then maybe it was a book that I really wasn't interested in. But then I found something. I tried to find something that I like in it. You know,
they had a catchy Twitter, yeah. But they weren't really a people person.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I try to make them comfortable, and like I said, we just having a conversation like you're having here, and we just talk like we're on the phone. So hey, what's going
on? Shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what people want to hear. People want to hear, see you real, not fake. So yeah.
And yeah, we've found that connection quite a lot. What are some good ways to just remind people to not be over scripted?
I try to interject, like if they're going too much, I try to interject, make a little joke or something, just trying to lighten up the conversation, or throw them another question to kind of get them off the tangent they're going on, you know. You have to be kind of find little ways how to interrupt people without really interrupting them, you know.
Yeah, that can be hard too, because there's a moment of silence and they go, you go first.
Yeah, exactly. I had a guest the other day on another show I'm doing. I just started a new show called Spanglish. Music podcast with my husband, and we interview local artists and artists around the world.
Badass.
So we're doing salsa music, freestyle music, all different types of genre music.
Look at you go.
So we just started doing that once on Wednesday nights. And last week we had somebody from Puerto Rico and somebody that came in to the studio, and then different people like that. Yeah.
There we go.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Got to keep working every day. But yeah, it's been a great journey. And I keep looking forward to see who else I'm going to interview and who else is out there.
If you need any local music artists, I got a few I could throw your way.
Hey, you got some here down here. Where are you now?
I'm in Texas, but I interview all kinds of people from around the world. But I mean, if you have anyone who you're just like, you just are like, this person must be on the radio. I must talk to them.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah, we're still compiling. I think we have a list of people till the rest of the end of the year. So I'm trying to get people are calling us now. Can I get on the show? I'm like, yeah, it's going to have to be next year.
Yeah, telling people to be patient can be a little annoying, because you have to remind them, hey, you know, that's your deal and everything. But then it also gets annoying when they do the whole, every other person does the whole, I'm a big fan of your show, but I've only heard, you know, the ones I'm on. I'm like, okay, that's pretending in a nutshell.
Yeah, I interviewed this woman from Australia. She had a book that was called like Your Choice, basically saying how we have choices in our life that we have to take responsibility when things happen in our life, that we did this decision. Nobody decided for us. So we go walk outside and drive a car and crash into a pole is because we did it, not because somebody made us do it. We're not robots. So she talks about just being responsible for your choices. And she was all the way in Australia. So it's kind of cool to talk to her. And I'm like, oh, you're down under. I want to go down there.
There you go.
So it's nice to reach people all over the world, right?
You will learn so much, but yeah, you do have to get past the time zones first.
Oh, yeah, that's hard sometimes. So yeah, it was really early in the morning for her when she came on. This was a 16-hour or 12-hour difference or some ridiculous amount, like the next day over there. Yeah.
And you learn so much just like from how they react to you in the interview and how they schedule their show. But how would you describe when you process all this lovely positive energy that just floods through your veins, kind of?
Oh,
it's
kind of
a sensation.
Yeah, it's just an awesome sensation. It's just you get those chills, as they say. You get those goosebumps sometimes. When you're really connecting with somebody and you're really just have the message is synced, right? That we understand each other, and then it's just awesome that you both can spread the same message to people out there.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Just being positive. Just stay positive and being grateful every day.
That's a perfect way to close it out. What are some other documentaries and movies and other stuff that also you're watching lately that you think would really open people's minds up, if anything?
Well, I saw Sound of Freedom. Did you see Sound of Freedom?
I didn't. It's a QAnon movie. So. And one of the actors was also ironically just arrested for trafficking, which is the subject of the movie.
Oh, the person that got arrested, but not the leader of it, Tim Ballard. He's a former CIA agent, and I follow his organization, Operation Rescue.
Well, the person it's based on is legit. It's just whoever was doing the writing, just basically Fabian Marta is the main actor. He was like one of the crowdfunders, I think, for the film.
Right. Yeah. Right. But oh, well. Regardless of the movie, it's a human, the things that is going on in the world, and people, we can't close our minds to what's really going out on the world. We can't save everybody, unfortunately, but.
Oh yeah. I'm going to go see Equalizer Free. That's, if you want to talk about vigilantes stopping traffickers.
I don't think I've been to the movies for anything else recently. I didn't do the Barbie thing, so.
Yeah, I don't watch movies based on toys much either.
No, that was a girly movie for little girls and things, even though a lot of women went to it.
And people were like, oh, it's satirical. I'm like, I'm sure it is, but at the end of the day, it's still a toy commercial.
Exactly.
Same thing with Star Wars and Transformers. People can say, oh, I like it. I'm like, I'm sure you do, but still, it's meant to sell toys.
Exactly. Or Star Trek.
Well, Star Trek will have some social commentary. Like, they'll talk about everything from war crimes to racism. But the problem is half their audience is not paying attention to that. They just think it's a dumb space show. I'm like, well, it's a it's an outer space cop show is what it is.
Yeah, that's true. Outer space cop show.
But it gets annoying, too, when like some there was a great true crime expo in Dallas back in 2022 in the fall, and they had a real good chat with like a bunch of people. Like some of them had worked on No Body, No Crime, and just those people's stories, how they got into it, was just so heartbreaking. Because long story short, the host, her ex-cop dad killed her mother, and he refuses to say why he did it.
Wow.
That encouraged her to become a true crime podcaster, work with another private eye, and they really have been a wonderful collective in that they just give tips and tricks on how to do a proper true crime podcast. Don't dramatize, tell the truth, interview people close to it. If there's a retrial or other legal matter related to it going on, stop immediately. You don't want to, you know, influence the jury in any way, shape, or form.
Right, and exactly.
And a lot of podcasts, I'm looking at you, iHeart, we're really getting in trouble with just like wanting to add that extra like Lifetime or soap opera appeal. And you're like, no, you have made it more cliche, or you've added stuff exactly. that was not even a factor. Like, how can you say that? That all these witnesses are dead.
And there's been so many of those true crime stuff that before they didn't have social media. Like when you had the Bobby case. Remember, the Bobby case that she was being abused by her husband and she cut his personal part off.
It sounds very familiar.
It's a while ago. 80s, maybe.
80s.
You have to look for Bobbitt. Her last name was Bobbitt. And she was married.
Oh, there it is. John and Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, she was married to a military man. There was a lot. There was abuse in the home, and one day I guess she couldn't take it anymore. And yeah. But then there's been other things, like, you know, the other things that come up, and you know, like, remember the guy who Adam that did the America's Most Wanted, because his son got kidnapped, mm-hmm. and then he was found dead. But he started that America's Most Wanted because he lost his son, and he figured he'll do the show to get other people, and he's helped a lot of people get their children back too.
That's why I think everyone respects John Walsh, even if you don't watch reality TV. It's just right, cool to exactly. know he did it from a reason. You know, he wasn't just, I want to be the next Cops.
exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I wish, if you go back, like the Melendez brothers.
Yeah, Menendez brothers is very crazy. That was crazy.
They killed their parents and just all weird stuff. And then,
how do you do that?
The abuse of the family. And then, of course, media, you know, they make it so Hollywood, right? They make it
too much.
They make it too much. And you don't even really know the real truth of what's going on.
Yeah, what is the truth anymore now? That...
No, I don't even know. Oh,
This has been cool, and we'll definitely try and get you back on for just some other documentaries and real talk, because like you say, there's just so many people who kind of want to just only talk about what's currently streaming, and it's like, well,
no, there's so yourself. Much there's things too, also, like I find that there's things going on in society now that if you look at old movies, like some, I'll get some names of old movies that I can't think of the name that are like futuristic. Like we saw them back in the 80s, like Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So that's a movie that if you look at it now, you go, hold on. Back then, when we saw it originally, we didn't have any of the technology stuff. Now you do. So if you look at it now and go, they had smartphones back then. Or, for example, the Jetsons, the cartoon that came out in the 60s, right? The Jetsons is a futuristic cartoon. And in there, it had the first Zoom, because the boss would call Mr. Jetson at home and a camera would come up and he would see him. And we didn't have that.
Yeah.
So it had Zoom already. Yeah, I was talking to him via the TV. He had a cell phone. They had flying cars. They had a robot as a maid. And the food would come out, like they would say, okay, I need a steak with potatoes. Boop, boop, and the thing would come out.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you look at that, that came out, you know, 40 years ago or more. And it's stuff that's now happening. So it's just interesting.
Absolutely. But we're still just getting on an airplane. It's just more trouble than it's worth.
Oh, my gosh. And now I heard they're doing Bill Gates Foundation. They have the digital... it's like a digital passport, basically. It has
everything.
Yeah, you got to look that up. Go to Bill Gates Foundation. He just came out with a digital. I just looked it up. I'm like, oh, my God. I think it launched yesterday. A digital card. So everything's on your card. Your medical records, your license, your everything.
Wow.
Which is not great. I mean, it sounds great. I mean, we already have it because we have our cell phones. But the problem is, they control you. The government can control your money, your food, your job, unless you have this card. And there's a movie out there, which I have to find the name of, old movie that talks about this, that shows this, how they deny people from food and work and everything. And I'm scared. That scares me.
I do think, if anything, people want to always politicize every issue, but they never want to solve the problem. It's like, so how do we get medicine we can all and vaccines we can all make people trust? How can we, you know, people are never going to stop immigrating over here, but the main issue is just, how do we tell people, hey, stop acting like you know every immigrant, or acting like they're all violent criminals? It's just like, no.
Right, and, exactly. And they're not all the same.
Oh, and why does it have to have a 6-year clearance? You know, it's like, that is the one thing that is just looming in my mind. It's like,
it's the system is broken. I mean, my family came, even though they came from Puerto Rico, they came through Ellis Island in 1945. Everybody came through Ellis Island. And
that's the other thing, the timing. Timing's of the essence. And it's just like, could you do that nowadays?
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably not.
No, I think that the amount of people that we have now compared to what we had in 1945 is a big difference, right? Population-wise. So, but still, I mean, how many people didn't immigrate over here? All the Irish, all the Italian, all the Puerto Ricans.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
So many. During the 40s, everybody came over before. And everybody came through. If you look at the records of Ellis Island, you see all the people signed. I have my grandfather signed in the book how old they were. I have the records for both my grandparents. And everybody just came through there. They signed. They checked in on the island. And then they went off to whatever they were going.
And half of them probably don't even know where they're from. They're just like, hey, I was born here.
So they need to do something. The system, our system is so broken. We need to do something. There has to be a gateway. There has to be somewhere. They come in. They get processed. You get fingerprinted, background check. If you're a criminal, sorry, you go to another site. You go somewhere else, right? Because we don't want other elements, bad elements, to come into our country.
Yeah, I know. Canada, that's the thing too. Like, you can't have any dents on your record if you want to come in, even just for a visit. So you would think there'd be a way to just figure out what dent is on what. You know, it's like, okay, this person's a sex offender versus this person
exactly
just got a bunch of DUIs once upon a time when they were an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows? That's going to be an ongoing. It'll probably be going on still after I'm gone and you're gone too.
Absolutely. To even just fix this now. In fact, how do you recommend getting socially involved nowadays? Since it seems like half the time congressmen are not going to return your phone messages. And
I know. I don't even know. I don't even engage the government. I just don't. I just don't. I mean, you can write letters to your congressman, to your governor. I mean, there's always ways to communicate if they listen.
You can gaslight them on the 6 o'clock news, I guess, but that's about it.
And you have to, nowadays, you have to even be careful what you talk about. Like, YouTube will take you out if you talk about something that's not right, or they think it's not right, you know? So you have to also be careful. You know, your freedom of speech is limited sometimes now, or you're afraid to talk about
things. Facebook will censor a few things in certain words, and you're like, really? That sets you off? I was making a sarcastic remark about my friend's dog, and you thought I was making a slur or insult. Okay, we're done here, Facebook.
Exactly.
Oh.
I put up a post on another social media page because we're doing a sound healing and meditation on this Thursday. For the super blue moon, right? It's the second full moon of August. That only happens so many years. I think it's 1937 is the next one or something ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, until the next. And that's,
you mean 2037?
2037, yeah.
Yeah, it's the 1937.
I'm like, oh my God, love to go. 1920.
I'd love to go back in time, but maybe
2037, yeah. So it's supposed to be that the moon is the closest to the Earth, plus Mars is right behind it.
Hopefully it doesn't get too close. We don't want any tsunamis.
Yeah, no. Well, we already have a storm. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So we have a storm brewing right now on the West Coast that's going up north, like Tampa, that's coming in, I think, tomorrow.
Ready?
We're getting some rain already. Yeah, we're fine. It's not hitting us this way. We always just make sure we have enough water at home and food, and we're good. And gas in the car.
It sounds like you are ready for anything, and I love your endless positivity. where can they find you on the interwebs?
So Rebooted the Podcast, it's on all Facebook, Instagram. The website's rebootedthepodcast.com, and I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, all platforms. So subscribe, and my YouTube channel as well, so you can see the actual videos. If not, you can hear them on all the other platforms.
Sweet. All right. Well, take care of yourself.
All right. Stay Thank strong. You so much.
I'll do my damnedest, and I'll let you know when this episode drops.
All right, great.
It will definitely be during a week where we honor other awesome podcasters and storytellers.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Right. Have a great one. Bye.
Godspeed.
Okay. We'll return after these messages.
The Jacked Up Review Show podcast is honored to be part of the Blind Knowledge Podcast Network. Join anytime, talk the talk, and enjoy yourselves. There's something enlightening for everyone with this crowd of cool cats. Check them out.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win Show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up.